I've just been to the annual general meeting of Fota Island Golf Club in Cork. And it's the very first AGM of a golf club that I've ever been to in my life. And just for the sake of it, I decided to do a short audio boo about my main impression. And it's this. It takes a long time. It isn't a snappy, quick, formal, rubber stamping experience. And particularly I'm thinking of a controversial motion which was discussed at the AGM. Now, the golf club committee put forward a motion, and there was a significant and extended discussion of it, in which a lot of points of view were expressed, and I wondered throughout it if the discussion was going to be guillotined, if there was going to be a limit on the number of contributors. And it was actually very difficult to judge from the things that were said from the floor how the balance of opinion was going in the room. And I ended up getting tired and saying to myself, I just wish this discussion would come to the end. But how wrong I was, because the more I thought about it, the more I realised that to shorten the discussion or to limit the number of contributions or in any way to prevent all the, let's say, those opposed to the motion from having their full say would be to undermine the chances of the motion sticking, meaning having the support of the membership afterwards. And what popped into my head was Japanese management style, as it was compared with the US management style when I used to know quite a lot about total quality management in the 1980s into the 1990s. Which admittedly is a very long time ago and was a long time before something that came to sweep the world called business process engineering and re-engineering and Six Sigma. Forgive me for all the jargon. Those of you who are interested in golf probably haven't a slight bit interested in this. But the point that was often made in those days was that the Japanese were very slow to get going. They were very messy in their discussion among people in a team of what they were going to do. It was slow and messy, and people, all of whom had their say, as opposed to the US model, which was a bit more like command and control. There'd be a strong central leadership. There'd be a position would be announced by the hierarchy or determined by the hierarchy, and the people in a position of status would have would be followed, and the start of the project would begin much quicker in the West or in the American system than it would under the Japanese system. But the Japanese system would win in the end, because once they had got all the contrary and different points of view out at the beginning and decided on something, everybody got behind it and just went and did it. Whereas there was an awful lot of reworking, undoing, later on consideration, a number of things that hadn't been thought through at the beginning were subsequently realized. And the US approach, as it was described at the time, was, it reminded me, this is a little story, that once upon a time, Mishibishu were asked to send over figures and data on the amount of products they were producing that were sub-quality. And what the Mishibishu did was send to people two boxes, one enormous one saying these are our normal produce, And here's another one, which are those that have failed to reach the quality standard. And the, if you really are interested in seeing examples of the ones that have failed, here they are. And there was a really tiny box that came along. And that just seemed to typify. The idea was that you would design quality in a Japanese approach, and you would design fault, or you would get rid of faults after they'd been produced in the US approach. Incidentally, a lot of the Japanese techniques were later hoiked into American management thinking, production design techniques. But going back to the golf club, it just meant that this evening, in the end, when the final vote was taken, there was overwhelming support for the motion that the committee had put forward. But sitting there in the audience, you would never have thought about it. You would actually, if you were to predict who would win the vote in the end of the day, you would have thought that the nays would have it, because the nays got their full say. Anyway, I've learned something this evening, and it certainly made me think about the benefits of giving the opposing point of view its full and complete head. So thank you very much. It's amazing what going to a golf club